Hello and welcome once more to Through the Balcony. Thank you, listeners new and old, for joining us here today for this part of our journey. Old listeners know full well that we're in for something wild. New listeners, you must be the kind of people who turn to the last page of the book to see if the favorite character lives or dies. Honestly, respect. The end of things we teased last week starts now. No more hesitation, no more delays. The last chapter is in full gear. It's time to bring this home. Penny Brighton, captain of the Azure Guard in Dalcera, stands on the docks overseeing the arrival of the latest patrols. A routine day, despite the unexplained apprehension she feels in her chest. A cry of surprise draws her attention, and instinctively her hand goes to her sword as she looks for the source. But then she sees it, a man pointing with eyes wide at the sky where the shield has blossomed back into life. Deprived of a target for their magic to drain to, the siphons in the Everlight Tower and scattered around the city go dead, to the cheers of the people, unaware of the calamity that it heralds. In the eternally frozen lands of Kyra to the north, Terra Orcrest prepares the Ebon Vanguard once more to defend their homes from whatever creatures may arise within Alia's depths. She is joined by a scattering of the pack, high priests and priestesses from across Kyrath, and a determined pair of siblings from the halls of Bastion, among many others. Guided by the gods they know, and they will fight to their last breath to defend this land. Halfway across the world in Haldr, the half of your family you sent there continue to settle themselves into the space they are provided. Half home, half shop, they intend to make use of it until they can return to where they belong. Vixaris and Ali argue about the colors of the banners they should hang outside. Egan and Ulic negotiate on how much space to allot for cooking versus how much to allot for brewing. And Selkie wrangles them all with the tough love she has finally stopped hiding from, while Fren and Annette watch on with scarcely veiled joy. And Yuna, last daughter of Eunalia, stands on the roof, with eyes locked out towards you, praying with every fiber of her being. To the goddess she was born to follow, to her sister and even her mother, to any being that will listen, for the safety of all that she has come to love. She is joined by a young girl in Homillion, praying for her mother, and by the hopes of a once-forgotten house now free to speak the truth, and by your mothers, and fathers, and families, and countless lives you have touched along your journey, yearning for a tomorrow. And below Jarmulk, magics bound for eons are released to give those prayers a chance, as Rastan, Baratheth, and Valora release the convergence now bound in the being of Rav'kadin. Amanin and Grendon, Terran and Orison, Polania, and so many others stand to hold the line against that which threatens to overwhelm them. In the port city of Kahas, many miles north of Jarmulk, the city watches with terrified quiet, as darkness shrouded in golden light streaks across the sky and into the mountains, toward the broken peak at their center. There the light crashes into the open maw of the mountain. The sky is filled with wings of hundreds of creatures, all ready to fight for this home and this world. Rocks, dragons, and Arakokra, and amidst them the proud visage of the Dragon's Majesty. Her deck bears those ready and willing to fight the Accursed One to the end. Abal, Orianna, Thog, Zagira, Todd, Rufus, and Glamrock. Supported by Carolyn and her crew, they listen to the war horns of the Arakokra summoning them into battle. In the sandblasted desert where columns of stone rise silently towards the sky of broken darkness, a second golden light tears through the air, bearing rage and malice and hunger at its core. A violent sound rips the air asunder as it passes overhead. Dragons in the air above scatter to give it wide berth, some still being tumbled from the air. Calls to arms rise from among the gathered ranks of the Dwarven armies, and as one they shift into tighter formations. Sylphs stand among them, ready to fight for the land from which they were born. Two for One Drink stands ready at the edge of the Pillars of Creation, as the fragment of the rending sky crashes among the pillars, flattening many of them in a blast of chaotic energy, the rest glowing with an inner light. A challenging roar, a sound like tearing metal or crystalline hate, beckons them in. And in the land of red stone and sun-scorched rocks, the light hammers no more. Like shattering glass, darkness has overtaken it, only to then be swept over by roiling purple clouds. The only light is the golden comet screaming across creation towards a city built into the cliffs at the desert's edge, a mass of black and red held in its core. Perched on the clifftops, dragons flare their wings in anger. Along the ledges and within the halls, dwarves prepare for the greatest charge in any of their house's history, joined by glowing golems controlled and guided by a man. And as the light slams in the center of the red sands that surround it, all the cleanup crew watches as crystals scatter out across everything, tainting the very land it touches. Cracks run through the ground and up through the cliffs, and as dust settles, a form rises up out of it, screaming with an unearthly cry. A body, covered in jutting black crystals, lit from within with a sickening, swirling purple light. Where there are gaps in the crystal body, that light seems to pour forth, the land bathed in its seeming twist. The body and tail are longer and thinner than the dragons you see around you, though dragon is the closest thing you can liken it to. Long arms end in rending claws that are as much energy as they are matter. 6 wings spread out from across its back, shadowing the world beneath it. And finally, a long, thin maw oozes a miasma of purple mist. Beastly eyes of red light turn towards you, who are hired to help save the world. It lets out a violent hiss. The dragons roar their response. The dwarves cry theirs. Cleanup crew, what do you do?
Holy shit. Well, that is a creature.
Red eyes, black dragon.
Before everything, I want to clarify that the previous evening, all combatants had a glorious hero's feast.
Yeah. Woo.
Courtesy of Absinthe and the many bowls that
the many bowls
Kalis donated to the cause.
Absinthe of many bowls.
So what is our increase to max HP?
That's what I gotta check.
Also, the cleanup crew gets my bardic temporary hit points.
I think 22. Maybe 21.
2-for-1 drinks gets 23. Great. So everyone gets 11.
We get 11 max.
Okay.
Right. Wisdom saving throws.
Advantage on wisdom saving throws.
So 11 HP and then 21 temp for the cleanup bros.
The reason I asked who among the cleanup crew has the least amount of HP.
129? Wait.
126.
So I think Garlic.
Probably Jack.
I was like, Jack rolled ridiculous.
Oh, right. Nope. You have ridiculous health. For... That's hilarious.
Jack has like 144 hit points without
so
being
good.
Buffed.
Yep.
But I did want to tell everyone about what Meg is doing.
What's Meg doing?
Well, up until this point, for as long as you've known Meg, she's worn half plate with one arm uncovered for her tattoo of coiling. As you leave this morning, the armor is gone.
Oh, shoot.
The guns are out.
Oh, hell yeah.
And she has acquired several new tattoos.
I love it.
Yeah. Did everybody go and get sweet ink? Who didn't get sweet ink? Because Biff didn't.
Raston didn't.
Jorky
didn't.
Jorky
He's
and I
He's not part
went.
Of this right now, okay? Oh, okay? He's made his own bed. He's got Sly in. He's not
yeah,
part
dude.
Of our bed.
Yeah, tattoos.
We've got bro tattoos.
So, did we both get the same tattoo?
Which one do you have?
The barrier.
Ah,
no.
Barrier tattoo.
No. I took the Eldritch Claw one.
Oh, that's...
Because that gives you
that's
a 15-foot range on your attacks.
On your melee attacks.
Also, I didn't have a duplicate that can be in two places.
I took this cloak.
You did.
Well, no. And then she's also got some really sweet new bracers.
Let's go.
Ooh.
Do I have bracers, too?
You do have new bracers.
Viv has some new bracers, too, or bracer bros.
But in addition to the big barrier tattoo, which, like, it's, like, almost metallic.
Yeah.
Like, you can tell, like, if you get hit in that tattoo, it's not doing much. But she's also got two new little ones. And one is got kind of like a frosty motif. And the other one looks very divine.
Ooh.
Oh.
It has a little bit of golden glow to it. So before we get into combat,
it's like Meg's like, kiss my new tattoo.
I am just like activating those new tattoos.
Alright. I dig it.
I say,
hell yeah.
Jack has a cloak. A new cloak.
Meg got like a makeover
because
I was like, okay, I could get better armor or less armor and 20 AC.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
But it's not the most important addition to the group today. Jorky.
Yes. Tell us what Jorky is doing.
Okay, so I guess whatever abode we have exit out of before heading to our place, Biff has a different bow on and some new bracers. And some sweet ammunition that she feels is going to turn the tide, hopefully, a little bit. Got a cool cloak! And then I even got an upgraded quiver, but...
Did you give Jorky a cape?
But... even though Biff's like, oh yeah, cool, meow, whatever, and she's doing her thing, everything is dwarfed, no matter what happens for the rest of the day. Summoning this beast, cool as shit, Jorky's gonna top it. And he knows it, too, because he walks out with new armor... And a cloak of billowing.
Let's go.
So no matter what he does,
let's
he stands in that cloak of billowing.
I can't think of a
and
better
And I said,
use.
Of course, Jorky, we'll definitely help you.
When,
I definitely saw that item and I was like,
Don't worry, it went to good use.
Good.
It's the billowing boar.
I can't be raging while I cast spells.
Lame.
So three people are going to get some more HP. So that's why I wanted to do this now. So who wants 15 more hit points? I think Garlic's getting there.
How many? You said up to three?
Three.
I right now with everything, I only have 161.
Yeah, I'm at 148 with everything at the moment.
So Garlic gets it.
So another 15, so that's 26.
And then I'm 170, but would it make more sense to give Ripjaw more health?
I don't care either way.
I feel like those who are going to be up front, who need to fight up close, I'm ranged.
Not that high, but I have something for me.
Okay.
Yeah, I have 170.
I have a really high AC, but yeah. I'll take it, yeah.
So, as Ravkaden slams into the sands, he's a ways out there on them. And as the crystal bursts out around, and you see kind of a wave of that energy kind of pulse through the ground. The cracks are running from him up the cliff. What do you guys do?
I mean, I guess if he's going to make us wait.
Do you want it? The potion?
The big potion?
The big potion.
The big potion.
I won't turn it down.
Okay, you can have the big potion.
Okay, I've got a big potion.
I would drink it now. It lasts an hour.
I drink the big potion.
Oh, no.
Meg is now enlarged.
No, we need to give it to time so then he could be hasted and then he could be big time rush.
It's already big.
He can get big as a bonus action.
I was like,
already.
Or we give it to Jorky.
Giant Jorky.
Giant Jorky.
Then I ride Jorky into battle.
He can't even be critically hit because of that adamantine ring mail.
So he's been protected, but he looks cool as hell. And honestly, he's just going to stay by Biff. And
he's going to billow.
I'm real big. I also have a new hammer.
Ooh.
It looks real gnarly. Like, it'll do damage.
And Garlic's just going to kick his heels together.
Oh, no.
No.
There's no place like home.
Are those
There's no place like home.
Are those boots of haste?
No, boots of haste aren't it.
We might have matching boots time.
Wait, are the boots of speed what Lonnie had?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you want to know how fast Garlic's walking speed is?
Oh, no, you went with speed.
Yeah, I went with speed.
I've got new boots, too, but they don't do that.
I went with boots of speed.
Boots of fly.
My
Yeah, dude, wing boots, baby!
I can now walk 100 feet.
Hell yeah.
He's going to outclip me while I'm sprinting.
Well, you're huge.
Yeah.
I'm real big. Does that...
No,
what is that? I'm real slow.
No.
You're running the same like amount. It's just,
it's just you're taking two steps.
Giant Meg is useless.
Yeah, but she looks cool as hell.
Where are we?
You guys are about a few hundred feet that way. Got to get to him first.
What? He couldn't even friggin' spawn in front of us?
We would have gotten hit by the crystal.
So are we just,
you don't want to get corrupted like everything else out there that got corrupted. So as you all start running out across the sands, more cracks break the stone and the cliff behind you. You see the sand kind of starting to drip through some of these cracks that are forming. And Ravkaden out there lets out roars and launches occasional blasts of chaos magic against the cliffs, hitting those stationed there. You see a few of those domes of the protection from chaos magic burst up, but those caught outside of it are almost instantly corrupted by the blast that hits. And you see fighting start breaking out up there already. People fighting those that were once their friends. You see ant lions that were corrupted and twisted upon the landing
of the
beast.
I forgot about the ant lions.
I didn't forget about the ant lions. Begin pouring out of the ground near the base of the cliffs, immediately launching themselves at defenders. Dozens upon dozens of crystal corrupted ant lions. As you run, you begin to see sand dropping before you. I need everyone to make a dexterity saving throw.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Oh, Biff would have cast Freedom of Movement on herself.
Yeah, sure.
We haven't rolled initiative yet.
It's true.
Do I have to roll for Jorky as well?
Is he coming with you?
Yeah.
Then yes. Right. What'd you get, Meg?
13.
11.
11.
19.
20.
I got 21. Jorky got a 10.
All right. Biff and Jack are the only two who managed to clear the dropping sand.
Shit.
The rest of you are either just barely to make it or don't even come close. You slide down towards the crystal antlion that is coming up out of the sand.
Being a monk and being able to run up vertical surfaces.
You can run up that just fine, yeah.
Okay.
But you currently have that you're contending with.
So there, I just see them sliding down.
You see them sliding down.
Like, I missed it.
You miss it. Whoa. You, Biff, and Garlic are able to avoid.
Damn, 19 didn't make it.
Oh, you got a 19?
Yeah, I got a 19.
Oh, then you make it out too then.
Okay, good.
Just us.
So just the two of you. You guys have a chance right now to make it through. Like to react to this. I'm giving you a chance to react.
Like, to get them?
Whatever you want to do. Like, it's you see that they're not going to make it out. So, like, the sand is dropping right now.
I just really wanted to fight it, okay.
The antlion has not yet come out, but you know that's what's about to happen.
I think I could actually get out of this, okay. Rachel. So.
If you can get out of it, I can get Meg out.
Yeah, because I don't know how I would otherwise.
Biff will grab Dorky.
All right.
And then Hendrix will play the instrument of the bards that came from the dragon horde.
Oh, right.
And he will cast Fly on Meg.
All right.
Jack and Biff were fine, right?
Yes.
Jack, Biff, and Hendrix
Jack, Biff,
are all
and
fine.
The three of you. And
so Biff grabs him.
Now I'm big and flying.
Wait. How are you going
to
get out?
I was going to create a duplicate on the other end and then teleport to it.
Yeah, I'm real big. Can I just like...
So you just have the antlion like biting you like an ant.
You kick it off. What the hell? All
right.
It's just a regular size ant. All right.
So as you manage to move away from this antlion, the sand starts kind of moving back up, obviously moving away. It gave enough time that the needing to kind of react to this. Ravkaden has seen you now and fires one of those shots of magic in your direction. Another dexterity saving throw.
I don't know.
That dice was not good to me.
Go with this one.
Oh, okay. That's not so bad.
That's better.
I'm going to reroll that.
Wow.
You rolled advantage, Meg?
Yeah, it's still crap.
What'd you roll?
Did 16.
Dorky roll bad or did Biff? Oh.
Dorky got a 15.
Okay.
Let's go.
Biff got a natural 1, but plus everything, that's 6.
20.
20, okay.
17.
21.
9.
All right. So everyone but Biff and Meg are able to leap out of the way in time. You're caught in a little burst of chaos energy, and you take 11 damage.
I'm going to need my tattoo sooner than I thought.
How far away from him are we?
You're now probably about 100 feet.
Biff stopping here and, like, she's just gonna...
She's just going
for it. Yeah! I'm enraged!
That is
I'm
fine
enraged.
By me.
Yeah, I think that Biff is like, all right, this is where I make my stand.
All right, so Biff and Dorky make their stand.
With my oath bow, okay, wait, can I do that during the thing?
You can do that right now if you
my
want to.
My oath bow, I'm making the beast, Ravkaden, my enemy. My sworn enemy, as it says on my bow. My little bow.
Yep, you get advantage to hit it.
Yeah, it ignores disadvantage to hit it, too.
Don't I get, like, super mega advantage? Like, I should.
Everything except total cover.
You all take off towards the beast, leaving Biff and Jorky behind. As you're approaching...
You got me.
Biff,
you too.
An antlion comes bursting up out of the sand to leap at you behind everybody else. But before it gets to you, a dragon swoops down and grabs it and carries it off.
Yeah,
yeah.
Let's go. What
so,
bro.
Your air support is still here helping you.
He's gonna be back.
The rest of you need to roll for initiative.
As you say, right before we do that,
wait, can't I
Garlic's
also?
Gonna
the rest of you. I'll everyone
touch roll. Himself.
Nice.
Amazing.
Whoa.
Yeah, okay.
Spicy.
Place his hand upon his chest and give himself the vigilant blessing.
Grab his boob for good luck.
Not great.
Oh
God, yeah, I'm having
Biff's initiative is plus 10. I don't know what it's like to have this character, because he's a zero.
Alright. Jack.
18.
Biff?
17.
Hendrix?
7.
Nice.
4.
Nice.
Oh, no.
8.
Guys.
God.
18.
How was yours? Well, I guess this is where we die. We did not say goodbye to
with
each
advantage.
Other today.
So, place yourselves about here-ish,
okay,
that line.
So,
where are you in relation to each other, please?
I would probably be 100 feet ahead.
If you want to get to him, you can.
No, I will.
There you go.
Yeah. Jack and Meg, well, what's your guys' dex?
13.
Okay, so Jack will be
14.
Four Meg.
Where is Meg?
Do you want to be at the front?
Yeah.
Like right here.
I'll be with you.
Okay. Where does Jack
well,
want to be, Bitsy?
Or
Andrea?
We'll be together.
Let's go.
Where does Jack
God,
want
am I used to
no,
addressing
it's,
Bitsy?
I think I would be off a little bit.
Off this way? Or off this way?
Yeah, that's exactly.
Not in a cone.
I mean... That's
I'm
gonna
be off
tough
that
anyway.
Way a little bit. I have a plan, so
okay.
Further this way.
Further.
That right there's.
This way back here.
He's just
Jorky's
off the map.
Back.
Snoiping.
You're 100 feet back.
I wouldn't be right next to Ripjaw.
There you go. All right.
Like, we'll be within, like, hey, bro, but not like.
Well, Rob can enroll the 26 for his initiative.
Yeah.
Of course he did. He can see the future.
He's a little guy.
By the way, Meg now has a fly speed of 60.
How high in the air is Meg? I guess that's the next question.
Fly, Meg, fly.
How tall am I?
You're a large creature.
What does that mean?
You're like 12 feet tall.
I will be at least 12 feet off the ground.
All right, so. What are we going to do?
How long does that last?
10 minutes, so long as I'm concentrating on it.
So don't lose concentration.
I'll get hit.
Oh, don't worry about it. I'm
so
going to be following.
So, seeing all of you approach, you see the darkened form of Rothkin rear back and shoot one of those full-charge blasts of corruption at all of you.
But he just did that. That's not...
It's on cooldown.
Based on the rules I've
so
just invented.
That is Jack and Hendrix and Ripjaw.
Okay.
Yes, I need you to make a dexterity saving throw, and I need to gather some dices.
Oh, that's not awful. It's not great.
Yeah. My dexterity is not great. Poor Rip. He's got really good strength and not a lot of anything else. It's just very, it's very average across the board.
All right, so Jack?
20.
20?
For dex save.
Hendrix?
15.
12.
All failed.
What?
All
20?
All failed.
Just the big bad.
Guys have 8 dice I could borrow?
What kind?
D6s?
Of course I do. How did you not prepare and grab all of your dice?
I did. I don't have enough D6s for this.
You got them.
Yeah, right there's there. 7 right there.
Hey, see doodle. Did you get enough?
Yep.
It's only D6s.
Biff's going to make it out of this okay.
Biff's just like, peace.
Hendrix and Meg fly into the sky. Do not come back. See ya.
You see the Roadrunner trail of garlic.
Biff would have to hold Jorky back. She's like, no, we can't save them, Jorky. We've got to go. And he's
snort.
Like, billows.
Billows majestically.
You take 76 chaos damage.
Holy
God.
Okay.
Farts.
Man, 76.
I'm glad
I
gave
had temporary HP.
Yeah, that hurt.
Don't worry, guys. We're the distraction.
It can't do that every round.
I was gonna say.
Yeah.
Imagine if it could. There'd be no point.
Imagine if this wasn't a third of it.
Yeah.
That
God,
is
that
could have
been like 75 D6. Right.
It's now Jack's turn.
Greater invisibility.
Solid choice.
And so no one can see her pee her pants.
I'm just like, how calm Andrea said that sent chills down my spine.
Okay, where do you want to move to?
More of that way.
What's your
spread
move?
Out.
What is that move? 30 feet. So.
So the three of you that got hit, you do feel a chill set into your bones that doesn't really seem to fade.
Nice.
We're in the desert. It's warm out here. Stop
That's
it.
That's the problem.
What time of day is it?
That was not melee.
Hendrix. See, it's complicated. The sky is full of roiling purple clouds.
So is it?
It's
oh,
day.
It's dark.
Perfect.
It's magic day.
Dark is good.
How far does the darkness cover?
As far as you can see right now. At the moment, just the entire desert.
Oh, just the entire desert. Gotcha. Okay.
For now. It expands.
So picture
round
a
by round.
Firework.
Picture a dark the firework.
The inverse of the firework.
All right, Meg.
I cast this spell.
Your turn.
I'm good. Somebody else's turn.
Well, I guess I'm
just
gonna
figuring
try
out
to
one.
Run up to it, but like in a arc so I'm not pointing it at everybody else.
All right, so you're gonna fly your 60 feet towards it.
Yeah,
isn't that concentration?
It's concentration on me. I need to make a check.
You just
can
pass.
You pass fuck, it was a lot.
It was 76 damage.
Can you pass that?
I don't think I can pass
roll,
that
roll for
if
it.
You get a nat 20. I think
it's all right. It's only 12 feet.
Let's
I can roll.
Go. It's a 4. Concentration is gone, and Meg is on the ground.
I can still move 40.
Yeah.
So, okay, you wanted to go at an arc?
Yeah.
But
like 5,
I don't
15,
really have
20,
range.
30.
I have a javelin.
A javelin.
So I guess I'll just charge right up to it as much as I can.
Oh, wait, straight up or?
No, but I'm going to move 80 around that side.
80 around that side. Okay. Fuck. You want to be around there?
Yeah.
Boop.
Nice. Hi.
Hi, I'm Meg.
Hi, I'm Meg.
Hi, I'm Meg.
Hi, I'm Meg.
Hi, I'm real big. Look at me.
I forgot something for the end of his turn. I apologize.
Oh. Say hello to minions.
21 and 96.
Something chaos happening?
Oh, that
was it rolling on the wild magic?
Every round.
Let's go! Oh my god, the chaos.
I might be flying
I love
again.
This thing.
You see a shimmering effect go across its body.
Is it still visible?
Oh, still there.
Cool. Mm. As far as I know, it's just
1 year older.
It just went bald. Lost all hair.
Just a bunch of little crystals fall out.
My mohawk, no!
That's your turn, Meg?
Yeah, it's really... gonna knock a sweet ass magical ammunition.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I can fire twice, so I'm gonna get two prepared.
Okay.
What kind of ammunition is it?
It's plus three ammunition.
So it doesn't have any magical properties?
It just deals three more damage.
Okay.
And rolls three more to hit.
This is my oath bow. I was reading about my oath bow. I get advantage, but you said that I would get disadvantage from him, right?
No, it negates.
No, you can never have disadvantage because of range against him.
So I get advantage on my attacks. I'm gonna fire at this fucko.
Okay.
Oh my god. What is my hit? Did anything change with my oath bow?
No, it doesn't. No. It doesn't give you any.
And it's
stat
a longbow then?
Mm. Yeah.
Ugh, does a 20 hit?
Nope. Are you adding the plus three from the ammo?
Oh, so 23? Yes. Oh, thank goodness. Okay. All right.
No.
And then, should I roll my damage first or do that together if I...
Do it together. So roll the other one as well.
Oh, that's going to hit. I got a 19 on the die. So that's 23 and then plus 12. So...
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, that'll hit.
I think I hit. Okay, and so then I get plus 3. What is my damage, though? D8s plus 5. But 22 damage with two bows.
All right.
Two arrows.
That's a lame.
Oh, well.
This is what...
Two arrows, that's pretty good.
First damage on the beast.
Let's go.
Huh? Crystally beast.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see. How much is that reduced?
It's your first round of attack, and you had advantage, so you also get sneak attack on that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Garlic, you will be up next, followed by Hendrik.
Really?
What's best is that happens every turn because you have advantage from your oath bow. So sneak attack just happens.
Plus four.
Oh, wait. You have your bracers. They add plus two damage to that, to both of those attacks.
So add plus eight then. All right, so that's a good... That is...
Arrow
tears across, seeking its target, smacks it in the face enough to see it actually
blink, blink.
Go to the side. Like,
it's like, what the heck was that?
Then it is Garlic's turn.
It was two arrows.
Anyone else need some healing?
I would take it.
All right.
Because I am at 94 hit points.
All right, let me see how close I have to get. Oh,
I still have all.
Is that 60 feet?
Oh, that's longer than 60 feet. Oh, no.
5, 10, 15, 20. That should be 60 feet.
Nice.
Healing word, bonus action.
Nice.
I will say, at the end of its turn, you don't see any of the miasma in its mouth.
Okay. So its breath weapon hasn't returned.
Yes.
Nice.
Woo!
That is... You healed 6...
Six.
Six. I mean, it's a healing word.
Hey,
it works,
I am. 20. I will take six.
You're up over
100.
All right.
Oh my
god. 100. Let's go. So if the attack hits, my sworn enemy takes an extra 3d6 piercing damage. I'm so sorry.
Dude, let's go. That was that other text.
Is
on
that
the
for
oath
each?
Bow. That would be for each.
Yeah. So I'm so sorry. There's plus 25 more damage.
No.
So. I'm just going to say the first arrow hits
both?
It, and it kind of like shattered, this like shattering effect of the protection it had on itself breaks
from
off
its magic.
From its wild magic, and then the next
nice.
One does hit.
Way to go, Taylor.
And that is piercing damage. I don't know if that adds anything.
Yeah, I'm moving over.
You know, healing word. You run over there.
So my bonus action, my movement's used up. I'll throw a dart.
All right.
21 for the dart.
To hit?
To hit.
No.
21 doesn't hit. All right. So the dart just dink. All right. That's my...
All right. At the end of your turn.
At the end of my turn.
It makes a tail attack against you.
I'm within range.
Are you within 20 feet?
Yeah, I would say
15.
I mean, just spin it and see if it hits.
It's you're within 20 feet.
All right.
You're just at 20 feet. That's going to hit you. That's a 34.
Fuck.
Jesus.
You take 9 bludgeoning damage.
That's not
and
it's
1
okay.
chaos damage. So then it is Hendrix's turn.
Hendrix's turn. Cool. Ripjaw wants to go up to it. Let's go.
Well, you're Hendrix, not Ripjaw.
I am Hendrix, but Ripjaw wants to go up to it.
Yeah.
Well, you guys are shouting at each other. What do you want? I want to go to it. Gotcha.
We're tattoo bros.
That's right. You discussed your, you were getting your tats. You discussed your...
Discussed their strats when they got their tats.
Oh,
armor.
My God.
I got the
tats
and strats.
I went with barrier tattoo.
Yeah.
I went with the very rare one, so get the 18.
Yeah, me too.
18 armor class. Woo!
Naked.
So we probably got our barrier tattoos at the same time.
Right.
Any
bonus? We all just had a tattoo party.
Like, let's go see the magic tattoo shop, bro.
They were very busy.
We're taking the risk. Okay.
Hey.
I'm going to cast Ripjaw on the shoulder and cast Dimension Door.
Oh, shit.
We are going to the beast.
Oh, shit.
Guys!
Whoa! I think you're coming with me!
I have to! Do you want to be on top
do
of it?
Do whatever, man. Yeah.
All right.
Let's do it.
Like on top
of it? Like yeah. on top of it.
The wrong character, but he's still riding it.
You'll have a great story to tell Oleg in the end.
No, this is great. Let's go. Put Ripjaw on it. Okay, that's my spell.
Meg is like, I'm going to be the last one standing.
Well, it might have been a mistake.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good thing neither of them are magic.
Yeah, it's great.
She said lying.
How high up is the back of the beast?
It's about 10, 15 feet up there.
Okay. Can I use my remaining movement to jump from it?
Sure, make an acrobatics check.
Sure. Let's do it.
I wish we had discussed this.
Who needs to discuss? Oh, that's a 22 acrobatics.
Yeah, you're fine.
Hell yeah.
Flip.
I'm a bard.
Oh, my back doesn't even hurt.
I'm going to go behind it. Would you help?
Behind?
Yeah.
Right by his butthole?
All
right. Like right down there.
That's the Dark Souls Elden Ring sweet spot.
It really is.
I need, at the end of your turn, Hendrix.
Yeah, I'm going to end my turn.
I need Ripjaw.
Yep.
And Hendrix to make dexterity saving throws.
Oh, boy.
Let's go.
14.
15.
You both fail. You take 12 bludgeoning damage, and you're knocked prone. I need you to make another dexterity saving throw.
Okay. Well, that one's better. That's a 17.
Okay. It beats all 6 of its wings and does a blast around it that kind of knocks you down.
Okay.
And then it moves half its movement.
Hi!
I managed to stay on it?
You managed to stay on it, but you are prone.
Let's go!
Ah, that's sick! Alright, cool. I'm alright with this.
This is wild.
Hell yeah, hell yeah.
Oh, I'm so glad I got those boots of speed.
Meg's just like, oh, you're coming to me, I guess.
Yep, well.
Big Meg.
It's turn very soon. Ripjaw, you're prone on the back of this beast.
So.
Do you have any spell slots?
No.
Okay.
Can I do something real crazy and,
probably.
Like, roll off the side of it? And as I roll down, can I just bring my axe down as I do it?
Sure.
Let's do that.
Was that a physical attack?
What?
Was that, or would that have been a melee attack?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to deal 1d4 fire damage to it as I burst into flames and shed bright light in 30 feet of me. Look at my nice fire.
That is
hey, I'm
awesome
prone,
fire.
Too. That's 1 fire damage.
Okay.
I shed 30 feet of bright light after
roll
casting.
Roll an acrobatics check for me, Ripjaw.
Oh, no, I don't glow. I'm just on fire, though.
It's 21.
Okay, you're fine. You can so make an attack roll.
Yeah.
Whoa, it's a natural 20!
Woo!
It's a 32.
That just hits.
15 damage.
15 damage?
Yeah,
all right. What kind of damage?
Real crappy.
Is it magic?
Yeah, it's slashing. And then... So I'm on the ground next to it, yeah?
Yep.
Okay. Let's do a... I'm going to use my bonus action to create my echo on the other side of it.
Okay.
Oh, that's... Kong?
Yeah, exactly. And then I'm going to attack with Rip once and then attack with the Echo twice.
Okay.
So 3 more attacks. Do I get advantage because I'm flanking with myself?
Yes.
Let's go. playing with myself.
That is 29 to hit.
Yep.
And that is 11 damage.
Okay.
Well, that's not great. That's a... Do I get any bonuses? That's only a 20 to hit.
That does not hit.
Okay. And then the last attack with the echo is also a 20 to hit. Oh, God. I rolled an 8 and a 1 twice. Brutal. All right, my echo's not doing great, but I am doing fantastic.
All right. It is now Rob Cadden's turn. At the start of his turn, are there any creatures within 100 feet that have spell slots?
I think that's all of us.
Yes.
You all lose one spell slot of your choice.
I don't think I do.
Oh, God.
No. Am I 100 feet away?
That's terrifying.
I'm pretty far away. I don't know.
You are within 100 feet. You lose a spell slot.
So based on where Biff stopped.
You're outside.
I'm fine? Okay.
Pick a spell slot, you lose.
First level. Bye-bye.
If you don't have spell slots, the next thing is, do any of you have any magic items with charges?
Equipped or unequipped is a good question.
Attuned first. The tattoos... So we lost 3 spell slots by the sound of it. Okay, so that's 15 health back.
I know I need to hit it. I've been trying. I haven't gotten clue.
So if you don't have actual charges, I need you to... Hey, Meg, what do you have magic item-wise?
I have a magical tattoo and another magical tattoo and magical bracers of defense and a token of Featherfall.
And your axe? Your hammer?
I guess.
Is it magical or...
It's +2.
Your hammer is not +2 this round.
Oh, no.
I'll take a hammer to the DM.
What do you have?
I've got the armor, the half plate, tattoo. The shield is a shield until I activate it, so I don't know how that one would work.
I mean, it's still magic.
Yeah. Yep, still magic.
And then I have the great axe, and I also have a pike.
Tattoo is disabled for this round.
Good thing you're right up on it.
So it's just a regular hammer, or is it just a +1?
A regular.
I just got a sweet
right
tattoo now. It's not
all
magical.
Right.
It's okay. It still has its other effect.
Does it?
Does it?
It's
or is it just a regular
any magic effect? Right now, it's a regular hammer.
Sorry, the dice. Give it the dice. Take
it. Does it deal siege damage?
It stops it from regaining health.
Oh, that's cool. Damn.
Yeah.
Well. This will be a practice round.
All right. That's its start of its turn. It then is going to make multi-attack. I need everyone to roll a wisdom saving throw at advantage.
At advantage.
Does it matter where we are?
All of you are within range. Except for Biff. Biff is not. Biff is well out of range.
Biff is in the best spot.
Hell yeah. Hell
oh,
yeah.
Oh, is it the dirtiest? Yeah, was it a 1 and a 20?
No.
Okay.
Meg?
17.
Dirty 20.
16. Natural 20 for a 22.
Nat 20 for a 22.
Meg and Garlic are afraid.
We're immune to fear.
We are not.
Nope.
Yeah.
Because of Hero's Feast.
Oh, crap.
Hero's Feast.
We are definitely not afraid.
Let's go after
All right. Well, we're going to attack then. That's a 27 to hit you, Meg?
Yeah.
That's a 36 to hit the Echo.
Okay.
And that is a 19 to hit Meg. No, that's a 29 to hit Meg.
A 19 sounds better. Let's just go with that.
Okay. So the Echo, I'm thinking, is toast, right? It's got 1 hit point?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, I think your Echo's toast.
Yep. It's got a 19 AC, which is actually pretty good, but...
Not that good.
Not when it rolls a 2 and it's a 20-something.
Yeah.
He rolled pretty good. Like, yeah. It was... So, Meg, on the first hit, you take 12 slashing damage, reduced by half, right? You're not raging yet.
I'm not raging yet.
12 damage,
yes.
Plus 2 Chachos damage.
Chachos!
Perfect.
That's the first hit on you.
Ah.
So it rakes across you with one of those claws, and there's... Again, you feel it kind of halfway pass through you, like it's not even there. And then... It rears back and just bites onto you.
Rude. First of all.
9 bludgeoning damage,
yeah!
And 2 more Chachos damage.
I get temporary hit points because you destroyed it. Let's go.
That will be the end of its turn. However, at the end of its turn, that is a 7. And that
That's an 84.
Does it get its breath weapon back?
Well, we haven't gotten there
yet.
It's
doing wild magic.
Oh,
yeah,
wild
it is.
Magic.
Let's go.
Does one of us turn into a potted plant?
Does it turn into
a
potted plant?
You just end up like minty?
Ooh. Hmm. A fireball goes off.
Yeah!
Centered on it.
Cool.
Oh, cool.
You all take...
Is there no saving throw?
Oh, I guess you would. You would get a dexterity saving throw. You're right.
Because you're Meg.
Because I can see
so
it.
So Ripjaw, that's you too.
Yeah, I see that.
I was like, I know how fireball works. Yeah.
You do see that.
Okay. 18 damage?
19
damage. 9 damage. You succeeded on that. So that's the end of its turn, and moving into Jack's turn,
yeah.
There is no miasma coming from its mouth.
Good.
All right, I am going to cast Fireball at it at 5th level.
Can you hit it without hitting your friends?
I mean, it's
above
fair.
It.
Yeah.
That's fair. Yeah, you can go above it.
Boom.
Yeah, because it's just a 20-foot.
So, next saving throw?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to burn Legendary Resistance. No, you know, it's not going to burn Legendary Resistance for that. That's it's not, it doesn't care about damage.
Does it get to choose that?
She rolled 40.
27.
Getting them out. 27?
Getting the bad ones.
All right.
I would like to move, too.
Okay, we're just moving, too.
Like, I actually want to move, like, more so that I'm coming around this way. So I'm, like, not at the front of this face.
Or do you want to be a little closer?
I'm good. I just don't want to be in the same spot I was when I cast this spell.
That's right, because you're invisible.
Yep. That's all I got. It's my turn's over.
Okay. Yeah, make your turn.
Okay, I'm going to activate my remaining tattoo. To okay. cast Armor of Agathys on myself.
Hell yeah.
Giving
that's beefy.
Giving myself 15 temp hit points. Because it is at level 3. And then, can I attack on a bonus action? I don't think I can. Can I?
No.
No.
Yeah.
But you can rage on a bonus action.
I can rage on a bonus action. That's what I'm going to do. Okay. And he's already like, I'm right there, so.
Yeah.
You're allowing for flanking.
Yeah.
Yeah, am I close enough to be?
Yeah, you.
I mean, you're technically 10.
You can be, yeah, you can move in a little bit if you want to be.
Yeah,
yep.
I mean,
do you want to be up on it?
Yeah.
It is going to, at the end of your turn, Meg, make an attack against Ripjaw.
Sick. I love that.
32.
Just barely hits.
I will call on the my spiritual ancestors to reduce the damage of that.
Aw, a homie. Tattoo bros.
Because I'm raging now and I can do that. Yeah, it's just a reaction
yeah.
as long
yeah.
as you're within 30 feet.
Let's go.
Heck yeah.
Boom. Boom. So that...
Deuce down. Deuce that.
I rolled really well, actually. So that reduced by 20.
All right, you take 2 bludgeoning damage.
And?
And 5 chaos damage.
Because the spirits are pissed.
Oh.
The attacker takes amount of force damage equal to the damage that my shield prevented.
20 points of force damage!
Let's
go! Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, so... No.
That's really cool.
Okay, so visually, this thing spent its turn kind of tearing into Meg and your Echo, and it spins and hits its tail at you, but you see a firbolg just massively strong, wearing furs and...
Hell yeah.
Like, plates of, like, bone...
Ooh.
Just
yeah.
blocks with both of its forearms, and you see where that there's a little bit of the force, kind of like you feel like hit against you, kind of like a concussion rather than an impact. But you see cracks form in the crystal on the tail where it impacts against the firbolg form.
That's sweet.
This is how I win through counterattacks.
Hit me! Hit me!
But
hit my bros!
Yeah, force, hit my bros! Don't hit me.
Force damage is that's a thing. All right, so Meg, that's.
That's my reaction.
Cool as heck
reaction?
Is what it is.
All right, then it's Biff's turn.
Oh, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to fire two fucking arrows.
Ooh.
Let's go. Okay, and this time it'll be better. So first arrow, 13, so a 25 to hit.
Yep.
And then a 28 to hit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. Now I got
to
get my
d8. Going to be...
Does
the first one get sneak attack because Meg and I are next to it?
I guess sneak attack has its advantage anyway.
That's right. That's...
So, on top of all your other damage, you will roll 8d6, which is a fireball worth of damage
on an
from
arrow.
The oath bows hit and the sneak attack to you. Yeah.
Okay, so the one with sneak attack, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. And then the one that doesn't have sneak attack. Sorry, that's 32. And then 10, 22, 23 for my second one.
Okay.
And then I yell and I cheer on my friends. Yeah. I don't think there's...
So your first arrow smashes into its face again, and you see the crystals kind of crack back off of it. Where Meg's block, you see the tails basically cracked all the way up the tail. And it rears up angrily in your direction, and the next arrow takes it square in the chest, and the entire body shatters off of it.
No.
Oh, damn.
What, already?
What is it doing?
Yeah. Physical form
phase
on the outside.
We reached the second stage.
And with an angry cry, it just seems to shatter. I need Meg and Ripjaw to make dexterity saving throws, and he's going to...
Hold up, Sentinel!
Yeah.
Oh, you let's got... see if you stay up.
All right, fine. I got a 13.
I only got an 11.
Okay, you are both knocked prone.
Ah, frick.
Ah, damn.
But wouldn't it be at disadvantage then?
Yes, it will. You guys can both take attacks at disadvantage.
Let's go!
You two both unfortunately do take 18 chaos damage.
Ah, heck.
Ooh. Ripjaw?
Yep.
You feel chilly.
Cool. Great.
Oh, God.
I love feeling cold.
Meg, you start feeling a little bit cold.
I heard he was.
More so. So, what'd you guys...
What was it? At disadvantage?
Disadvantage, yep.
That's not going to hit.
What is it?
12.
Okay.
No.
I got
it. 13.
I got a 19?
19 hits its new AC.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I would have hit with the other.
It's easier to hit now.
Yeah, but at what cost?
Now it's
17 points of damage.
So it goes to launch itself away, and you catch the axe on its foot, and it basically trips itself into the ground.
Like a little stupid idiot.
17 points of slashing damage.
Nice. On the new form.
We're both prone now, yeah?
Da.
Da.
Garlic.
All right.
Get him.
Wimp. And I'm going to take two swings at it.
Swings or punches?
Do I get advantage for it being flanked?
Nope, because they are all prone.
Them's haymakers.
It fell into the ground. Is it also prone?
It didn't get that far off the ground.
Damn.
It just was like, oh.
Well, that's a fucking one.
Can I both have sentinels?
It would be nice if I could hit. That is a 18.
That hits.
Thank fucking God.
Wee.
Stunning strike.
Wee.
Con?
Legendary resistance.
That's a 29.
Yes, that makes it. But
just
I'm
barely
going to expend three charges in the Staff of Striking, which does force damage.
Okay.
Two bludgeoning damage.
Okay.
Six and eight force damage. And I'm going to spend another key point to Flurry of Blows. First one against it.
16?
Nope.
And then the second one, I'm going to punch Ripjaw and heal for...
Oh, thanks.
Fuck. I rolled min.
That's fine. I'll take whatever, dude. Your dice are just only on orc per time. Yeah.
So you regain 4 hit points.
Let's go. That's good enough for me. I'll take it.
That's my turn.
All right. Where things have moved, Jack might be out of range of him. On the end of Garlic's turn, spending 2 legendary actions... He is going to absorb magic and activate spell drink or magic drinker again. Everyone within 100 feet, you included, lose 2 spell slots.
Okay, and
for us.
So would that be 1 second level spell or 2 first?
2 of any spell slots you would like to sacrifice.
Goodbye.
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 Both of your tattoos, your smaller ones, are disabled.
They're already gone. I used them.
Okay.
And it drank those, right, Meg? That's what the 2 things it drank.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah, see that
useless.
Your armor. And your tattoo, your barrier tattoo, are disabled this round.
Okay.
But your hammer is back.
My hammer's back.
Perfect timing.
And my other everything works.
Yeah, except
right?
For it's gonna go before Meg does.
Stop it.
Okay. So that's its legendary action to absorb more magic and heal some more. So as the crystals fall off, there is more of that purple energy just that has form, but it appears to be having a little bit harder time to hold up.
But
it is now Hendrik's turn.
It doesn't have any goop in its mouth, right?
Nope, not currently.
Good.
Okay. Okay, what's the... I got to remember what the range was on the spell scroll for the zone.
It is
the
within
zone.
30 feet of you.
Within 30 feet of me. Okay, that's kind of what I thought.
I mean, his tail's right over you. so I think that if you want to affect him.
Yeah, but I gotta get the other people in it.
I don't know if you got up and you double move. You can't get to
I can't
the
double move. Like, I can't double move and get there.
Does Kendrick really have to stand up to use his boots of flying?
No.
I don't know. He can just move. But even that's just 30 feet.
It's only 30 feet.
30 feet would probably get you, I think, there.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to boots of flying.
Want to give me the flying
platform?
You just
fly, like.
Are you also on fire still?
No, I'm not on fire still.
There.
Okay.
That will. Yep, an extra 5 feet. I'll get everyone in that.
Nope. I'm going to use the third level spell scroll to help cancel out chaos
roll
magic.
Roll a d4.
That's gone. Hey, that's 4.
Yeah.
Yes. Good work, my friend.
What does it do?
Protection from chaos magic.
But, like, what is it? Like,
any chaos damage
4?
You would take, you reduce. No, that's the number of rounds it lasts.
Oh.
You reduce the chaos magic incoming by 4. Or by half, and you don't take corruption damage from it.
Nice, thanks.
Which is good, because some people are getting very high in the amount of chaos damage they've taken.
So, for the feathers, I know we talked very briefly, does Clan Crew have one?
I would say so.
I was thinking each group had 2.
Okay.
Since there were 6, we had to go against
the only
each.
One I would maybe mention is, do you want the crew down below to have anything?
Because he would have given them hers.
Okay, given one from...
Well, shit, that would only leave our crew one with 1.
Give the cleanup crew 1, give them 1, and then give the main
and the 2 other
for
2.
1 to 2? 2 for 1?
I don't know. I think 2 for 1's got this. I think
they've had longer to prepare, and they're got the...
But, so and also so got those are to divert it changing in the future, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hasn't done that yet, has it?
No.
Yet.
Stand up is... I will bonus action create a shadow on the opposite side. And then I will take 2 attacks with me and 2 attacks with with my shadow.
Okay.
And they're an advantage, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, let's go.
30 to hit.
Okay.
Yeah. So the first one, that sucks, does 10 slashing damage.
Okay.
The second one is a 27 to hit.
Hits.
And that does 15 slashing damage.
Okay.
The third attack is... 28 to hit for 13 points of slashing damage. And the last attack is a 23 to hit.
Yep.
Hey, that's really good. That's 19 points of slashing damage.
That's gross.
That's
awful.
And then I will action surge.
That's worse.
And then I will activate... my animated shield.
Okay.
I pull out a shield from my back and speak command word, and I suddenly have a shield that's floating. Mm-hmm. And then I'll take 4 more attacks. And admit. Oh, that's terrible. That's only a 16 to hit.
Misses.
All right, cool. It's much better. That is a 31.
Yep.
15 points of slashing damage.
Okay.
Double 19s. 31.
31, all right.
I gotta reroll that. 11 points of slashing damage. And last attack. 22.
Hits.
10 points of slashing damage. Okay, I'm good.
Okay.
That's it.
It is Ravkadun's turn next.
Seems like he gets too many turns.
Yeah,
so
like
he gets less reactions.
Once per turn is just so...
In case anyone was worried, start of his turn, lose 2 spell slots. Everyone. Except for you.
Yeah. Again?
I just maybe he
did
shouldn't.
That as a legendary action.
Yeah.
And now he's doing it at the top of his turn.
Yeah.
Okay. So what does that do to me?
So when does the previous one wear off?
At the end of the turn. So, well, when it gets back to his turn again.
So the one that
I say,
legendary...
I guess the one wore will have worn off.
Because I'm like, I only have so many.
Right.
Yeah.
So the one that disabled my armor and the tattoo...
is now gone, yes.
It'll wear off now?
Will wear off now, and okay. He's going to try again. So, Meg, for you, it is your tattoo...
Which one?
Is your bracer and your armor tattoo.
So I have no AC.
You have no AC.
Except I do, because I'm a barbarian.
You are a barbarian. Yeah, you are. But you... So, that's a little rough, but you have the hammer back. It didn't get the hammer.
I just have to not get hit.
And you just have to hit
it's been rolling 30s, so
yeah.
It's not like it's much of a chain.
Yeah.
You know, you're right.
Yeah.
Dude, my armor class is 22 with all of my stuff, and I'd still just like,
yeah,
it's
been rolling 30s. I was like, oh, I have some defensive spells. Yeah. It's like, that's a waste of a spell slot.
Right.
So, yeah, two spell slots. If anyone who's got spell slots.
It's already taken.
Yep. So it gains some hit points back. Some. Not enough.
What do I lose, Adam?
Take tattoo goes.
God, stop it!
So that's where,
I haven't had access to it at all.
I know. You're fighting a magic drinking dragon. It is going to. God, who's all around it?
Me. Everyone except Jack and Biff.
Yeah, and then a shadow.
And Jorky.
The shadow was the extra one. Okay.
Yeah.
Against you, 18.
Yeah.
Ripjaw. Garlic. 28.
Yeah, nothing I can do.
And Meg. 16.
Hold on. Hold on. No, it's only 14.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. Oh, right, its attacks got stronger. Shit.
Of course it did.
Phase 2.
Chaos damages have.
It is. I'm not there yet.
Not there yet?
Oh, Miss Ripjaw. So it
yeah. Missed me.
Garlic.
Now you gotta kiss me.
11 slashing damage and 1 chaos damage.
Let's go.
1 chachos, and that's being reduced.
Great.
And then Meg, the bite.
Can I?
What's Meg's health at?
149.
You take 12 piercing damage down to 6. Yeah, and then you take 6 chaos down to 3. And you don't take corruption from it.
Let's go!
And that is, Frightful Presence doesn't affect any of you, damn it.
Ah. Oh,
it is now Jack's
turn. We're like, wow,
turn.
That would be really scary if I didn't have such a good meal last night.
Another fireball added at 5th level.
All right.
Where are you putting the fireball?
Oh, that's right, you're flying
you
now.
You like right at the noggin.
Yeah.
You could do that. I was going to say,
like
you
right
could
at the
hit
head.
Like
you
right
blast.
There.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. Do it. Go for it.
All right, no more of those friggin' Asher rolls for its saving throws. Ripjaw, I need you to not hit it again, okay?
I
is he going to roll for it, Dex save?
He did. He made it.
47.
Gross. Reduced down to 20.
Then I am going to spend 7 sorcery points to get back a 5th level.
Let's go.
All right. Going to move too, a little bit. Just
to keep him guessing.
Yeah.
No miasma at the end of its turn.
You want to move so you're 100. Yeah. Now that you know where the 100 foot range is.
Yeah, if you
want
to move farther out so you're not losing spell slots.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be nice. All
right. I'm assuming that's far enough away.
Yeah, I can.
But still within 120.
Yep.
Fine line to dance.
Yep. Okay, that's Jack's turn. Next is Meg.
Meg.
All of us just love Meg so much.
I take a swing with my hammer.
And
with
my hammer.
Oh my god.
We are rolling so bad over here.
I miss with my hammer. I attack again.
Because you get your plus on your hammer again.
Yep.
So that was a 9 plus.
Yeah.
9 plus proficiency is 14. What's your strength? That's why I was sitting here like.
Plus 8, so it's 17.
What's your strength?
3.
So 5 plus 3 is 8 plus 2 is 10, so 19. Because the hammer's plus 2, right?
I don't know why this only says plus 8, though.
Okay, so it hits.
Okay.
I was like...
All right. So we hit once. I'm swinging again.
Guess what? It can't heal till the start of...
I'm aware.
That's such a cool weapon.
Oh, that definitely hits.
It's a problem for me. Mm-hmm.
That's 29.
That does barely hit.
Yep. All right. Now let's do the damage, because I don't know what I'm doing for damage. It's a d8 plus 4 for raging. So that's 15.
Okay.
For the first attack.
It can't heal now.
It is bludgeoning damage.
Mm-hmm.
So then, and then a 14.
It is then a tail attack against Hendrix.
Tail attack against Hendrix.
17?
Doesn't hit.
Let's go! All
right, it is now Biff's turn.
Wow, okay, well, I'm going to do this hopefully smoother than last time even.
Biff, what's your passive perception?
I don't know.
Yeah.
My perception is 12.
Plus 12?
Yes.
I just wanted to know. Is there anything wrong with wanting to know the character's passive perceptions?
Yes. Absolutely, every single time. Especially
for
when
us?
It's you
yes.
asking.
Yeah.
It's a little, okay.
A little sketchy.
So I'm going to grab some more of my arrows. I'm going to knock them. I'm going to throck them. 29 to hit for the first one.
Okay. Nice.
And that's with sneak attack.
Beautiful.
So I'm going to roll that damage.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot something on his turn. I'll do it here now in a minute.
32 damage.
Okay.
For the first one.
Okay.
Oh, that's a natural 20. So do I crit?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, you.
No.
Very
double it.
Sound.
Double it.
As a reaction, as the crit would happen, Rob Cadden's head snaps up towards you and you see reality shatter.
Oh, fuck that guy.
So then do I take not a crit and
you
just a regular
again.
Hit?
You roll again to see what you...
He's changing the...
I want to roll a 20 just to spite this fucko. And be like, you can't escape this.
The reroll is still an advantage, right?
Yes. It's just a different...
Oh.
So I don't crit, but I still hit it for 31 point or 31
to hit.
Still
hit.
The one that rolled the
but,
20 rolled the 1, though.
Yeah.
The duality.
Duality of dice. Okay, and then, so funny. I guess that's just a regular D8 with 3D6.
Yep.
33 points of damage.
Ooh, yeah.
So you did 65 points of damage.
God, that's it? Son of a bitch.
That's it.
Two hits.
Yep, that's real good. I had to do 8.
8 attacks to do, yeah.
To do 90.
Yeah.
This should have been at the end of his turn, so I'm going to do it now. 47.
Oh, yeah.
And
5.
Magic. Oh, God.
Oh, his thing.
Oh, straight. He gets the wild magic where he gets to choose, huh?
Well.
I love it.
Well.
Oh, do I do that one because it'd be fucking hilarious?
Always. The funny option is the best one.
I mean, if you can't decide, roll
is it
a dice.
Hilarious for you as the DM or hilarious
yes.
for everyone? There's a difference.
For these to be the fucking two that I roll at the same time. It only specifies that he won't do them if they are detrimental to him. So, two rifts appear in reality.
I was wondering.
Yes.
Let's go. All right.
Out of one. Appears a unicorn.
A unicorn.
Yeah.
Oh.
Out of the other appears a familiar looking Modron.
Well, not to us.
No
not
way.
To us.
Oh yeah, no.
Not
none
to
of
you.
Us know this
you
guy.
All see a robot walk out that goes, "My goodness, this is an uncomfortable scenario to be in."
Oh, no.
Is that a unicorn?
It's Craig.
Oh, it's you. Yeah.
Ah. We meet again.
You will meet my fist as you once did before.
So yeah, a Modron and a unicorn. A robot with a bunch of different
Can
legs and like one big eye. Unicorn
it.
And Modron.
Oh yeah.
It just like, whoa.
Yeah, so like made of brass and like a little bit boxy in the body, a number of legs at the bottom, like one big eye up on top looking around.
Hell yeah. A unicorn may be compelled to fight this thing.
Yeah.
Unicorns are good. Unless this unicorn is like a rogue.
Yeah, there's a thing about unicorns where they're like, if they will try and destroy evil.
Yeah.
They have three legendary actions. They have layers.
This is not its lair.
This is so good.
Okay. That didn't go at all the way I expected. At the end of Biff's turn, God damn it. Can't heal. He used his thing to not take a crit. I guess we're going to do a tail attack. We're going to hit Meg.
No, aim at somebody else
can
so I can use my spirits.
I would like to use Shadow Martyr.
Okay.
So my echo throws itself in front of someone.
No.
Yep.
That's a sweet
this
thing.
Is why we're such a good like team. We're like, not today.
Yeah. So it takes
get down,
the attack
Mr. President.
Basically.
So that's a tail attack then.
Not
it's then
Big
Garlic's turn.
And then I get points. Yeah. Okie dokie.
I forgot about being big.
Yeah, you're big.
Oh, you're big. You deal more damage.
You do 1d4 more damage.
Roll 2d4 just for funsies. Biff, you are not aware of the fact the ground is starting to sink beneath your feet. That'll become important next round.
I'll
roll a natural 20 on the stealth check.
Why would someone leave me hanging like that?
Jorky would notice.
The Jorkster?
Yeah, can Jorky notice?
The Jorkimer?
Jorky's watching my back.
Okay, roll a perception check for Jorky.
He shouldn't have to.
He knows everything.
He is
the smartest person in the group,
Brown Bear,
except for maybe
Brown
Jack.
He's not the smartest. His intelligence is not that high.
He's snorfing real hard, though.
Oh, it's a two. He's not that smart. Seven.
I miss the first one, unless... Wait.
Flanking,
wait.
Probably.
Oh, no, I rolled with advantage. I rolled a two and an eight.
Goddamn.
Yeah, I am...
Bonus to hit, though.
My bonus is 11, so that
oh,
that's
19.
Okay.
That's a 19.
Yeah, that's a 19.
That's gonna hit.
One hits. All right. Three charges of the Staff of Striking. And a d8.
Charismatic.
Okay. So that's...
Charismatic.
11 bludgeoning damage.
11 bludgeoning damage? Okay.
11 bludgeon. And 8 force damage.
8 force damage. Nice.
And then Stunning Strike.
No. He
resists.
Yep.
All right, that was my first attack.
He resists.
Second attack.
Did he spend a resistance?
No.
Okay, that's a 16. That hits. We'll do another 3. That's 9. I only got one charge left, but I'm burning through these before they go.
Yep.
All right.
Spend them if you got them.
Yep. So that's 9 bludgeoning, 5 force.
Okay.
And Stunning Stride.
Ooh. Yeah, he burns through legendary resistance.
Okay,
he's not doing that.
That was the goal.
Yep.
Nice. Flurry of blows.
Nice.
19, dang it. All right. Last charge of the staff. So that's just a d8 and a d6. No, that's 3 force damage and 8 bludgeoning damage.
Okay. Its form is becoming, it looks like it's having a hard time holding its form together at this point.
Okay. Anyone got power with kill?
Right.
No.
Where I would
fortunately not.
Oh, yeah.
Flurry of blows. And then I'll punch.
I love that. You're just like, hey, what the?
Ripjaw again to heal him.
Yeah, punch Ripjaw.
Oh, that's better.
Let's go.
That is 5.
Let's go.
HP.
I'll take it.
All right, Ripjaw, you're getting hit in the face with the tail. 30 to hit?
Just barely.
My ancestor.
Get down, Mr. President.
Get down. Get down again.
You are. Get down. Get down again.
So good.
Oh, my God.
You somehow made awesome like characters that work together.
Okay.
I love it.
Sorry, I need to look this up again.
There is a wild amount of synergy in this party without their planned synergy.
All right, reduce the damage by 11 and smack it right back.
All
right.
So you take 6 of the bludgeoning.
Cool.
And 2 chachos with it being reduced.
Okay, 8 total.
Nice. What's your max hit points?
That is a great question. I think it's 170.
Good to know. It's now Hendrix's turn.
Cool, Hendrix's turn. We'll fly up 30 feet.
Okay, that will take them outside of that zone because it's a sphere around you.
Oh, is it active?
Oh, it's on me.
Well, didn't your thing say where it's cast
or, you
or
could
the
cast
person?
On, I guess you could go to cast on a location. That's true.
I would have cast it on
did.
A location.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now my plan is to get out.
Woo!
Yeah, 30 feet up. I am going. Which one am I going to cast? You know what? 8 multicolor rays of light flash from my hand. Each ray is a different color and has a different power and purpose. Each creature within a 60-foot cone. I'm sorry.
Oh,
I'm
no.
sorry, but this is what I do. Oh, no, I should not. No, I am not going to do prismatic spray.
Yeah.
Could you angle it and hit just one?
Can you angle it and hit just Meg?
I could probably angle it and hit just the front of him.
Yeah, like just
or
like
just
down.
The tail.
You
just
could
Meg.
Just
Meg.
Just blow off the tail.
Yeah, I'm going to go for the tail. So, yeah, I'm going to go on 30 feet
no
up
more tail
and
attacks.
Prismatic spray. At the tail.
Yeah, don't hit our new friends, the
unicorn.
60-foot cone must make a dexterity saving throw, and then we'll roll a d8 to determine what it does.
So
it's a dex save.
Dex save.
Dex saves are bad for this thing, I've noticed.
My
spell DC is an 18.
Well, that's an 11.
Okay.
Almost the same.
Close. I'm going to see what you get.
Okay, let's see what we get.
Ooh, it's a 5.
5. Blue. The target takes 10d6 cold damage on a failed save and half as much damage on a successful one. So 10d6 damage.
It's gonna save. It's gonna burn
a
legendary resistance.
Okay. It it saved.
So is it half as much?
It's still half.
It's still half.
Six, and you have six there.
Ooh.
Ooh. Hello. 42 halved to 21 points of cold damage.
Okay.
Burr. Now who's feeling cold?
That's it.
All right. Rip jaw.
Yo. Well, I get down Mr. President in my echo, so I will summon
so
him.
So I just
back.
Want the image of that is like it swings its tail at you or at Meg.
Yeah.
And boom, echo gets in the way. It's frustrated, then swings its tail back at you and another ancestor. This time, it's naturally as tall as Meg is in large, a gigantic female ancestor that Meg has only heard stories about catches the tail.
I love my ancestors.
And then it gets real cold.
Then I will summon my echo on the other side, and I will spend my last unleash to do four more attacks at it. It's a 22 to hit. Wah. 19 points of slashing damage.
Okay.
That's an 18 to hit.
That hits.
Okay. For 10 points of slashing damage.
Mm-hmm.
And then two echo attacks. Ooh, 28 to hit.
Mm-hmm.
For 16 points of slashing damage. And nice. Last attack is 20 to hit. For 11 points of slashing damage. So Rip's Echo and himself are just attacking in unison,
so
hacking.
You were having, it was having a hard enough time holding its form together before that happened. Its form gives out entirely.
Yeah.
At this
oh,
point.
Uh-oh. What does that mean?
Yeah. Enter stage three.
Funny you should mention that. The form explodes outward, knocking all of you back 60 feet.
Wow.
Wowzers.
That's a lot.
Except for you.
You're like,
I guess I'm going up.
You would go up.
Woo! Hopefully you maintain
God, you're going to get down. Takes forever to get down.
Any spell effects on anyone are dispelled instantly in the explosion.
What about the anti-chaos?
That one would remain.
What does that mean?
That means that any active magical effects on you, like Armor of Agathys.
Well, that wore off.
Flight.
Boots of Flying.
Boots of Speed. Anything is negated. And any like spells you were concentrating on, gone.
Except for me.
Except for you. Anyone within 60 feet.
Just
so
make sure
Hendrix
that,
is going to drop.
Hendrix is going to drop.
60 feet.
Oh, I should have given you the... Well, it wouldn't work.
Mm-hmm.
I went 30 feet up and got knocked.
You get pushed out to 60 feet from it.
You get pushed and then...
No.
Within 60 feet is pushed out to 60 feet from it. But its form completely detonates. Crystals start swirling around it within that 60-foot sphere around it. What's left behind is a swirling mass, roughly creature shape, of purple and black and red energy that just radiates anger and malice. There is no real physical form left, just this shade of it. And any bit of it is swirling around, all around it within 60 feet.
What about, oh my god, the robot
unicorn?
And the unicorn.
No!
Oh no!
No robot unicorn.
Yeah, I would assume the shadow is gone because
damage.
Wow.
Well, was there damage?
There's gonna be.
There's going to be. We're getting, well, also magically dispelled.
Yeah.
The magic. So Hendrix, yeah. You're...
How long do those people stay there?
A minute.
The unicorn.
I think the Modron might not have made it.
What?
I don't think they have much hit points. Oh, unicorn.
We'll see.
Does that mean they die in our world or they go back to where they came from?
We'll find out.
Can I just plane shift them back?
Unicorn's like, what the hell?
Steve!
We'll get there! All right, so DC 20 dex save for everyone except for Hendrix.
Poor Hendrix.
Well, it's to stay standing. He's...
He's flying.
I was upright during the blocks.
Indomitable saved me. Let's go.
Woo! I made it.
Nice.
I made it. 22.
Nice.
I
you stay standing.
20.
So the Modron fails.
No.
Poor Modron.
It's a new current character.
I think I remember what his name was, though. I thought
Bonk.
Bonk.
Yep, it's Bonk.
Don't worry.
You take.
Here's what's gonna happen.
You all take 16 damage. Bonk goes unconscious.
No!
Bonk!
Unicorn, gonna run over.
Oh, I
do
see
healing
Bonk.
Horn.
Oh,
yeah!
Say Bonk!
Bonk's gonna get unsummoned and then summoned in a different fight and be like, what the?
Funk is going to ride this unicorn into the sunset.
With his, like, 16
it's
legs.
My world now.
He helps it run.
So there is just a swirling mass of Rav Kaden energy trying to make form and pull pieces back, but it's not doing so hot. It is, however, its turn to start with now. Let's go down to stage 3, baby. That's all of you but Jack lose 2 spell slots.
Yeah,
sorry.
You say but Jack, and I'm
but,
like, okay.
Sorry,
then.
I'm looking on the map. Everyone on the map, but Biff is off that way.
Biff is
Sun Biff, I need you and Jorky to make dexterity saving throws.
No, we're going to get up and run.
I'm out of spells.
Your hammer and your tentacle tattoo are disabled.
Okay, that's...
List your items off again.
It is the armor, the tattoo, the shield.
Shield goes.
Okay, the axe and the pike.
The pike goes too.
Okay, I'm all right with that.
Okay, for Biff and Jorky, we got a 19 for Biff and an 11 for Jorky.
Biff can jump out of the way of the antlion den as it forms, as you feel the ground start dropping beneath you, but Jorky doesn't make it out in time. So the ground, and within a 15-foot radius, just slopes down, and there is a corrupted antlion waiting down at the bottom.
Jorky!
Not the mascot. We need him for moral support.
My boots of speed are gone. I can't get back there.
Run. Crap.
But it is still... Oh, he lost. Let's see, what if he would have gotten his miasma back this turn? Nope. Does he gain his... Nope. Doesn't gain his ability to change time either.
Darn.
He is going to... Okay, so everyone within the 60 feet, which you are by default because you got pushed into... You're within this range. Like, you're just within the edge of it. Are going to take... You need to make a DC 20 strength saving throw.
Oh,
good.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah! I got a nat 20!
DC 20 strength save?
I got a 22.
Oh, fuck.
I have a plus 0 to strength.
Let's go. It's better than a negative 1.
Oh. Okay, Meg?
25.
Really?
22.
30.
10.
So, the three of you take 2 bludgeoning damage. Reduce, then that's you'd be down to 1. You take 4. You all take 10 chaos damage.
Even with it, well, because we're all outside of
it. Outside of it.
No, Hendrik.
Corruption.
Yep. And then at the end of its turn, it gets wild magic surges.
Cast flying.
54.
I'm so.
And
I can't cast fly again.
Ooh, it's going to heal a little bit, I guess. And what? Also, it is immune from being intoxicated for the next 5d6 days.
It is not going to heal.
Oh, you're right. Well, that's one of the things I get. It's also immune from being intoxicated for the next 5d6 days. So.
Well, that's good. We wouldn't want
to hit it with a geyser of beer.
So you know
the beast rips a keg stand.
For 18 days, it cannot get drunk.
That's,
you know what's happening in the next.
That's
fight.
A bummer.
Oh yeah.
Zanny is still immune from alcohol.
Yeah.
Yeah. From last
I can't
time.
Get drunk. It was a while, like, right?
It was like 30 days or something like that. Like you were not getting drunk before the end of the world.
Yep.
Bummer.
Don't get intoxicated, but have the worst hangover the day later.
You're like, I can't get drunk. Oh, no.
And that's its turn. And then it is Jack's turn.
I am... Can you measure and tell me how far away Jorky is?
Oh, Jorky's like probably 150, 200 feet away.
Okay. And it's like Jorky just like falling into a hole?
It's like a cone of sand down towards an antlion.
It's a Sarlacc pit.
Yeah.
God, we're nerds.
Yeah.
So Jorky's hit points is 52.
Damn. You got some beef.
He's got some pork.
Would he have gotten the bonuses that everyone else did?
Yes. I would say that... Not probably wouldn't have gotten the temporary hit points.
He got some hero's feast.
But got some hero's feast.
So I guess I am going to cast Sunburst.
Ooh.
Okay. On our friendly Rofton here.
Yeah, I think.
That's a lot of dice. Why are you rolling so many dice?
Well, it's 12d6 and then a d8 in there somewhere.
Just for fun?
Because of the shadow focus that
I
have.
I just love it. That's just for fun. I just want to throw in a d8 and make it look different.
That's a lot of sixes.
yeah.
Let's go.
Okay. So 64.
64.
Damage.
Nice. Okay.
But it is on, they do need to make a save.
Is it against being blinded?
What kind of save is it? Constitution saving throw.
Ooh, he's good at those. 15?
No.
What happens if he fails?
He gets blinded and takes full damage.
He's going to take half that. He's going to burn another legendary resistance.
How many does he have?
A few.
Jesus.
Maybe zero at this point.
You got 60, so half of that.
Yeah, so it's... Whew. It is now Meg's turn.
Oh, shit.
Say what?
Your turn, Meg.
Let's go, Meg.
Well, I would love to get close enough to hit it, but I can't do both.
Didn't you say you have a javelin?
Two. Can I...
Is it a magic javelin?
No. Can you move me 40 feet closer?
Even if you're...
Am I within 15 feet?
20 feet away.
Even the wing?
You can throw up with the wing, yeah.
I am going to Inky Tendril.
Inky
unless Tendril. That's disabled.
It was. That was disabled this turn.
Well, I throw my throwaway javelin because I don't care about it.
Ah, heck. Yes. That's not going to do it. I rolled a
two.
Well, to be fair, technically it doesn't have a wing. It's a ball in the middle now, but we'll still...
Yeah. You can throw it a ball.
Yeah, you can.
But now there's a javelin somewhere over here.
Yep. All right. At the end of your turn, Meg, it's going to take a shot.
At whom?
You.
No.
You see kind of some of the energy form up, and a blast comes screaming your direction, and that's a 15 to hit.
Well, it doesn't.
Then it goes poof into the sand next to you. All right.
No, it glances off my awesome tattoo. It hits me straight in the chest and just washes off.
I love it.
It is, however, Biff's turn now.
For a free action, I yell at Jorky to get the fuck out of that hole, and I fire two more arrows at this guy.
All right, so for now, make a strength saving throw.
For
Jorky.
So can he, like, use strength to try and get back out?
Yes, he's doing.
Okay.
Is...
Oh, my God. Okay, dirty 20.
Dirty 20? He's able to make it out. The antlion gets an attack of opportunity against him as he goes. It does hit.
The billowing cloak. The cloak billows. Fuck out of itself.
21 to hit Jorky.
Hold on.
Not damage, just 21 to hit.
Yeah, that does hit. Wait! Even with his armor?
Yes.
Oh. It just can't crit.
I think ringmail takes him up to 16 AC.
Oh, it's only 16?
Okay, so in my mind, that was what Meg was going to get. But she was like, Jorky can make better use of this.
Okay. So, Jorky takes 16... piercing damage and 10 chaos damage, but he makes it out of the pit entirely.
So it's 26 total?
Yes.
I'm so nervous for Jorky.
Like anyone else? For that hero's feast.
He is the protagonist.
I'll tell... Oh God, I can't command him, but I'm still going to fire those two.
Okay, yeah, fire those two. He is out of danger.
Okay, so...
An animal companion. You basically said, keep watch around us. Like, basically keep us safe. An antlion shows up, you jump out of the way, he sees you not moving to attack, he's going to follow after you. He's not going to stand there and just let an antlion eat him because you didn't tell him.
Here I go.
There's still some self-preservation. 29 to hit.
That hits.
Okay, and that's with my sneak attack because no one's in range, huh?
You still advantage.
Oh, sorry.
And I was about to say, ha, you're at disadvantage because there's this swirling stuff, but you have advantage against
this
it. Because you can't be disadvantaged.
Three. 4 or 5.
Ooh, Biff's the problem. Biff's gotta go.
Biff is beautiful.
Biff is the lifesaver.
Yep. He's really carrying this fight here.
We just have to tank it while Biff takes care of it.
32 points of damage.
32 points, okay.
That's for the first one, and now I'm gonna roll for the second one. My dice have been treating me very well. Oh, thank goodness. Man, that's two really good rolls. A 33 to hit. Does that hit?
Almost.
Oh, dang. 27 more damage.
Arrows sink into the form, and you see it shudder angrily.
I hate that.
It is going to use its legendary action to fire again at Meg. That's not a d20. 18. Or 28, excuse me.
Could it be an 18? Could it be an 18?
28.
Okay, fine.
All right. I need you to make a strength saving throw, please.
It's 19.
Damn it. You take 18 chaos damage, but you are.
But are she within the
the field.
Oh, that's right. It was on the ground. It's not on our falling bard.
Nope. No, because it was right there. No.
Okay.
You're right outside of it. You take 18 chaos damage, which does add corruption points to you, Meg. You are... That cold feeling is really settling in on you as well.
I'm fine.
Are you?
I'm fine.
You don't have crystals on you like Ripjaw does. So you feel the force of that want to push you back, and you resist it. It is then Garlic's turn.
All right.
Garlic.
Key point, step of the wind.
What, are you going to run like 200 feet?
He can't.
I can't.
The boots are done.
Oh, that's
well,
right.
I got 100 feet with step of the wind, though.
I know.
But so what he does is he runs to underneath Hendrix and then just takes the rest of the movement and
jumps
up.
I don't have advantage, but let's attack. That is a... I think it's a 21.
That
yeah,
is.
21. All right. That is a D8. So that's 6. So that's 12 points of bludgeoning damage. Stunning strike.
Okay. Doesn't have any effect.
Stunning strike doesn't.
No.
All right. Good to know.
You, however, take 4 chaos damage.
I'm inside the thing.
You take 2 chaos damage from hitting it.
Oh. With my staff?
Yep.
Okay.
There's a... As you physically hit it, there's a burst of energy that comes off and affects you.
I'm going to hit it again. 13.
Does not hit.
All right, I miss. That's the end of, that was my bonus action to step it in.
Oh, Meg.
Yes.
18. Does that hit you?
No.
Oh, another blast.
Rolls off of my tattoo.
Yep. And then it's Hendrix's turn. Hendrix. Oh.
Hendrix's turn.
Hendrix.
I am falling currently.
Oh, yeah.
I can reduce his damage.
As a reaction.
Just summon
have the ancestor catch
summon
me.
An ancestor.
It doesn't say it's an attack. It says when within 30 feet takes damage.
Oh, my God.
I can reduce the damage.
I don't know if you're in 30 feet of him.
He will be when he hits.
Yeah, yes. I don't think so.
Oh, I don't think so either. Nope. Just barely.
That's bullshit.
I love it. I love it so much.
If I use a magical item, even though I'm within the 60-foot blasty zone, will they work or are they all
you don't know
inactive?
Until you try.
Can I move close?
Do I do as much damage as freaking possible as I'm falling? Or do I stop myself?
Can you direct your fall towards Meg?
Technically, no.
So you fall up and back down, and that's it? That's all you can do? You can't...
I
know
I'm
you were
try.
Falling. I would have turned you into something.
Hendrix, I can also turn myself into something, is the
okay.
thing. And that's... I'm between either trying to use my magical loot or my magical bard instrument to cast Levitate on myself, or polymorphing myself into the biggest thing I can imagine so
that.
I don't die.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's
polymorph, baby.
Do that one!
So cool!
What is the biggest thing?
I'm trying to think of what... I don't know.
Didn't you polymorph yourself into something with wings?
Hippopotamus.
Could,
you
but
into like... an elephant.
I could do like a T-Rex or a rock.
Do you want to be able to do damage after you fall?
Yeah, see, that's the
or
thing
when
you want to do.
Or can
you
los dos?
Yeah.
Why not both?
T-Rex.
A whale.
Stegosaurus.
I don't know what the limitations on this are.
Challenge rating equal to your level, I think.
It's challenge level 16.
Our levels are 16, though.
You could definitely be a giant bird. I'm just saying.
You know what? Yeah, let's just go with the T-Rex. Why not?
Is that okay? Are they actually in this world? Do we have T-Rex in this world?
It's not wild shape. It's polymorph. Yeah. If Hendrix has read a book about T-Rexes.
So yeah, T-Rex. Boom. I need to find out how much health T-Rex has.
Please do.
Yeah,
it's not going to you're not going to lose it all taking 6d10 damage. 7, 15,
you
23,
have 136 HP.
24. I rolled 4 ones. You take 24 bludgeoning damage.
132 HP.
That's sick.
You have multi-attack.
Oh, nice.
And a tail attack.
How do you like it?
Roll an acrobatics check as a Tyrannosaur.
You have a dex plus 0.
Dex plus 0.
Oh, no.
Let's go. That's a nat 1.
So, oh, no.
So,
Head first.
Boom, head first into the sand.
Little leggies. Oh, little armies.
Okay, but is he big enough to be within range now?
Oh, God. How much space do you take up?
Yes. He would, in fact, be big enough now to be within range of Meg.
Because he only needed, like, 5 feet.
He was 5 feet out.
Hell yeah.
He's a huge beast now.
I'm a huge beast.
My ancestor welcomes him with open arms back to Earth.
He's like, I'm going to catch Hendrix. Poof. Fuck.
Well, maybe it might be close enough now.
Hold on.
Yes.
These are Meg's ancestors.
And they're real big.
They're real big.
It's like, yeah! I mean, it still goes.
Oh, that was a slap.
Meg's ancestors
and
have fought.
It does deal, and I need you to roll how much damage. But it's going to deal force damage back to the planet.
Yeah, back to the planet.
No! Unless he lands on the beast.
Not with a nat one.
No, he's landing in the dirt.
12.
12 damage dealt back to the earth.
Yeah.
Take that!
All right, Hendrix, that's your turn then, I think.
You're a Tyrannosaurus now.
All right, one more shot at Meg. Oh, it's going to hit.
Is it?
31.
Yeah.
So you take 16, technically, like, 16 chaos damage, and I need to make a strength saving throw at advantage because you're raging.
Ooh, good thing I was advantage. Math, 23.
Yeah, you're fine. You stay standing.
Yeah, I do.
You don't get pushed back. All right, Everett, Ripjaw.
I will sprint at it. I have 80 feet between my action and movement, and then I will use Charger to use my bonus action to take an attack.
Okay.
At it. And it gets +5 damage.
Gross.
If I hit. Oh, I hit. That's a 28 to hit.
Yep.
15 points of slashing.
And you
damage.
Take 4 chaos damage back, or take 2 chaos damage back because you're within the taking physical attack against it.
Yep. So 2, you say?
Yep.
Okay.
And then it is his turn again.
I feel like he does too many things.
Everyone within 60 feet is going to take 19 bludgeoning damage.
It's mine halves.
And then 3 chaos damage.
We fought the strength, the magic. Now we're fighting the corruption.
Yeah.
Maybe. That's its turn. Oh, I guess while magic surges. And actually, everyone loses 2 more spell slots except for Biff and Jack.
Yep.
I am a Tyrannosaurus and have no spell slots.
Or magic items.
Or magic items. Or I am a dinosaur.
I am a dinosaur.
Make a wisdom saving throw.
Oh, damn.
With advantage.
With advantage.
With advantage.
Ooh.
Am I making it with Hendrix's wisdom or the T-Rex's wisdom?
T-Rex's.
That is a dirty 20.
Plus 1.
Nice.
Plus 1. That's a 21.
It is a total plus 1.
Fades for a moment, but it then re-solidifies. It tried to drink the magic off of you.
Oh,
you're
damn.
A wiggly dinosaur.
Just see Hendrix floating in the middle of a dinosaur like,
You're upside down. You just see his little leggies kicking.
So yeah, you're good.
I have 5, 6 magic items on me because I'm out of spell slots and out of charges.
So your 4th one and your 1st one.
My staff of striking and my cloak of protection are down.
What's your 1st one we were talking about? So keep the hammer. So you lose your bracers, so the +2, and then you lose your inky tendrils tattoo. It is now Jack's turn.
All right, another 5th level fireball.
Let's go. Blow it up.
This one, if you fire this off, you will hit Hendrix. I don't know if there's a way that you can fire this thing
big.
Off and not...
Oh, Hendrix is prone.
It's T-Rex hit points. Oh, I am prone.
You are prone. I'm going to say... Let's do the fireball thing here.
I'll say just do it. I got 136
hit points. You can do it. You can do it. You can even...
Oh God, Meg's right outside of it.
Your eyebrows are gonna get singed off.
That's just, okay.
I feel like it wouldn't be the first time.
All right, here we go. It's all I got.
You got this.
44 or a dex save.
Nope, does not make that dex save.
44.
The form is kind of trying to come apart again. And you see some of the stones falling out among the rubble.
Oh no,
Meg.
Yeah.
Your turn.
Oh, I'm gonna try hit it with a hammer.
You have to move up to it.
Yeah.
You said it's like what?
Does a 13 hit?
No.
I didn't think so. Or wait, 15?
Nope.
Okay, but that's a 25.
Yes.
God, I wish I would roll higher. I've erased my math.
No, so 2 plus 5.
Mm-hmm. And then I got 4 for raging.
And another d4, because you're big. Oh, wait, no, that's been dispelled.
Oh, okay. Has been. I'm regular size.
You're regular size, Meg. So 11.
That's fine. So 11.
All right. How do you guys want to do this?
The most important.
What?
What, Meg?
Meg did it.
You did it, Meg.
Meg ran up.
I smash it with a hammer. Just.
All right, so.
Just whomp. Those muscles ripple.
Fighting your way through this shrapnel field that swirls around this thing. Ripjaw gets in there, takes a slash against it. Garlic gets in there, hits it a few times with a staff. Arrows streak into it. A fireball envelops part of it. And Meg...
T-Rex falls next to it.
T-Rex falls next to it. And Meg, who just very narrowly missed getting her face singed, feels a rush of excitement that my party members didn't hit me for the first time in combat ever.
Yeah. I've been occupied.
That's amazing.
Delivers a blow with the hammer. And it scatters the essence of this thing. But it's more that you see it all condensed down to a tight ball. You see the shadow kind of start slinking off. You see a golden light burst from around it. You see a golden dome that was invisible before you kind of shatter. And it streaks back off towards Jarmalk.
Oh, that's good.
Mostly that red color.
It's been trapped.
Its physical form has been destroyed. And the part of the heart that has completed its task returns back to Jarmalk.
That was Rastin's.
Cleanup crew, you look behind you and you see the battle is still raging. The dragon swoops down, grabs the antlion that's leaping out to go after Jorki again and carries it off. You see some fighting still going on, but as soon as this piece dies, you see the crystallized portion become much less organized. It's still been a very brutal fight, even on the cliffs. The antlions have, like, you see there are probably 3 or 4 dozen among them, and you know how powerful these corrupted creatures can be. But we'll have to find out what happens with everybody else next time.
That's when we turn to the rest of the battle and go, let's keep going.
Everyone, real quick, let's heal up.
So, Ripjaw, in kind of the taking moments to calm down, you actually do have patches of your scales that have started to turn into crystal.
Oh, that's great.
All right. Can I use healing hands? I don't know if this will work, but with healer's touch, can I try to balance his ki? Because it cures poisoning, and I don't know if it's a type of poisoning, but...
You try, has no effect.
All right. Is it regulated to any certain limbs?
It's kind of over him generally. It's nothing critical. You don't see it spreading on him. It's like a few scales here and there. He didn't hit a critical point. He did not take his own max hit points in chaos damage.
That's good.
Meg has, at the end of some of her hair has started to crystallize. There's a few patches of skin, like just on the surface that are a little bit. Meg took much less than Ripjaw did because Ripjaw took that initial pure corruption.
Right, yeah.
Punch. So as this battle rages on, there are still 2... maybe 3 battles continuing on to see what happens here. Beneath Jarmalk in the heart of Akenia, there's a fight going on.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
2-for-1 drinks charges into the pillars to face their shard of Rav'kadan. And above Broken Eyrie, the battle rages there as well. And next time, we'll find out how those go.
Thank you all so much for listening. If you enjoyed this session and want to help us out, feel free to rate and review us over on iTunes, Podbean, or Spotify. Leave a comment if you want. We'd love to hear from you. Thank you all again, and we'll see you next time.